are joined on the line all the way from London, where it's 5:30 in the morning, with Marianne Lee. Marianne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. It's pretty cold here. Is it cold in London at all?
You know, it changes every day. Right now it's cold. Yesterday it was summer, so it's back and forth.
So you just put out a new single called Ordinary. Can you give us a little bit of insight into the inspiration behind that track?
Yeah, absolutely. Ordinary was written about that feeling of just feeling like not fully enough for someone and being made like not to feel special, and kind of like that pinnacle moment where you deserve, where you decide, you know, like maybe I deserve better than that. So yeah.
Ooh,
my life.
Yeah, that's one for you. So.
Thank you.
So in your creative process behind this song, can you talk us through that a little bit, like from the first conception, when you first wrote it, and then who you worked with to get the song to what it is now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in London last year kind of checking out the music scene before I moved here permanently recently. And it was in my last few days in London, and I was just, just alone in my room writing. And I was actually in the middle of filming a TikTok, which is so embarrassing to admit live on the radio, but I was filming a TikTok, and the idea genuinely just happened like while I was filming one. And so I wrote most of the song, and then I think the next day I went to my friend Jordan's house. And I said to him, I have this song, but it needs a bridge and I don't know where to take it. And so we kind of jammed the song and he played the chords and I sang over the top, and we wrote the bridge. And then I ended up demoing the song that day and recording all of it in New Zealand when I got back home. With my friend Ryan.
That's really cool. That was kind of like a mixed...
Yeah, so the song been created across the world.
Yeah, that's really cool. Did you, like, since you work with, like, such a wide geographical group of people, did they influence the song in any way? Like, working with others, did that kind of shift anything in the song or change any aspects that you originally thought?
To be honest, no, because I think everyone was just so respectful of my creative vision. And as you know, the longer that I've been kind of doing music, I've gotten more confident in saying, no, I want it this way, and saying, actually, hop off the desk, I'm gonna come on and record some MIDI parts and stuff, which is really cool. And so yeah, I was actually able to really, like, I'm credited for the first time as a producer on this track.
Oh, that's awesome. So, that is fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've never been credited as that before on my own music, so yeah.
Is that something that you would want to keep doing, or is that like a one-off, like you want to keep being like in that like producer role as well with going forward with your music?
I think so, definitely. And I also think that maybe like I have been in that role in the past, but I just didn't even realize that like I had been doing that. Mm. And so it's nice that the creative team was like, hey, actually you contributed and this is your credit. And it's nice that they allowed me that space to contribute. So I think I want to keep kind of having more control over how the songs turn out.
That's so cool. Yeah. And it's awesome to see and like hear that you're getting more confident in, putting what you want and not letting, it's like your baby in a way. And I can see how like it takes a wee while for like confidence to build, but that's really awesome that you're having a bit more creative production influence over your song.
Obviously, when you're working on a song, you spend a lot of time writing. You spend a lot of time in the studio. Did you over that time have a favorite studio snack?
This is our fun question that we like to ask.
That is so fun. I mean, just like in general, my favorite thing ever is like a really like classic, you know, like pie from a dairy. Ooh. And they don't have that here. They have like really fancy like pub pies.
What?
And when we were recording the song, it was like right after I got back from being in London for like 8 months. And so like every day in the studio, I'd be like, okay, you keep mixing, I'll be right back. And I'd go get a pie. And it was really good. And I miss it now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, you're going to have to find a new snack being over in the UK.
I know, what can I do?
You could get a pasty. No. It's not the same.
I reckon just change boats altogether. Go for chocolate.
Yeah, I reckon maybe I'll just be a chocolate girl.
Yeah. They tell me that their chocolate's better, but to be honest, tastes the same.
It can't be better.
Yeah, I reckon, like, they probably have more variety here, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I was like, no, it's the same chocolate as chocolate. It's universal. Yeah. So the song and your music is very, described kind of as indie pop. Is there like a particular thing that drew you to that genre of music, or was it kind of just you kind of fell into it?
I think I kind of fell into it, and I also think that indie pop is a cool space because it allows you to like be really kind of vulnerable and emotional with your lyrics. I mean, you can do that with any genre really, but for me, I just kind of felt like I resonated the most with songs in that genre, and I think that I kind of naturally started writing in it. And it was because sometimes when you're writing, you can force yourself to try and write in different genres, or you know, try writing an upbeat song or a slow song. And indie pop was just kind of like what felt most authentic to me.
Keeps the door open, I say, you know.
Yeah,
it's just kind of so broad these days.
Love indie pop.
Yeah, we gotta love indie pop, don't we, Becca?
Cool.
So you've just put out this track, and we would like to know what is next for you.
So yes, we just put out Ordinary, and last night actually the short film came out.
Ooh.
Which is so crazy. Yeah, we filmed a short film with in Wellington when I was in New Zealand in January of this year. And that was amazing. We had an all student team, and it was just the most wholesome thing ever. So cool, go watch it. So short film is out, and then we've got new music coming out, and a full EP which will be coming out later.
Exciting!
Lots to look forward to. That's so exciting, as well as finding your new snack.
Yes.
Oh no, that's so awesome, and we look forward to seeing and hearing all the amazing things that you do. And maybe BS Drive goes on a world tour and bumps into Marion Lee on our UK leg.
Yeah, in London.
In London.
Maybe one day.
I'd love that.
Thank you so much for getting up so early and joining us.
Go back to bed.
I honestly think I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Talking from the future, just go back.
Awesome. And coming up next, we have the track. This is Marion Lee with Ordinary on Radio 1, 91 FM.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.